in our kind of army. Brothers, we try in every religion or members of a religion, adherents of a religion, and people of different communities have certain days of festivities where they celebrate certain religious festivals, and sometimes it has nothing to do with religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given 2 days, us the Muslim community, 2 days of celebration. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. These are the 2 days of celebrations for us the Muslims. What is the ruling with regards to Halloween festivities that take place, Diwali celebrations that take place, New Year celebrations and the display of fireworks on the occasion of Diwali as well? There will be the display of fireworks and so on and so forth. And sometimes we feel that you just want to be part of it. You know, everyone is attending the fireworks display. Sometimes it's happening in Muslim countries as well, unfortunately, on New Year's Eve and Halloween occasion and so on and so forth. What is the ruling? I have nothing to do with the religion. I don't subscribe to the religion. I don't have any inclination towards the religion. But I just want to be part of the crowd and enjoy the spectacle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has issued a stern warning against this. And we should be clear on this matter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whosoever attends an assembly, and he's as a result of it, that assembly becomes bigger. Obviously, by him being present there, that assembly becomes bigger. All he's there for is just for the display. Just to watch and see, take the kids along and let them enjoy themselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is counted to be amongst them. He is one, because he has taken part in a festivity that has nothing to do with Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and that's the one part. And if you are happy at the actions of a community, the un-Islamic actions of a community, if you are happy with that, it brings you joy, it brings you happiness, you enjoy it. When you enjoy the discipline, the actions make you happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you have a share in those actions. On the day of Qiyamah, sometimes you feel nothing about it. You don't feel the need to make tawbah, but it's such a serious thing. It requires tawbah. And that is why we have to be very careful about this. One is, for example, if we look at Diwali, there will be this display. One is the religious connotation to it, but which is, we cannot be part of it at all because of the religious aspect of it. It's shirk. It is the work crime in the sight of Allah. Right? Secondly, is when you look at, there's nothing that comes out of it other than harm. Right? It destroys the atmosphere of around the world. Millions of people are letting these harmful things into the atmosphere. It's destroying the atmosphere. It's only causing harm. It is a source of anxiety for animals and other creatures. They suffer as a result of it. People get injured as a result of it. There's wastage of billions of dollars every year on this. So there's absolutely no benefit in it. From a spiritual point of view, it's dangerous for your iman, and also from every other point of view, for the environment and so on and so forth. So there's absolutely no inclination we should show towards it. One dua we must make very often as we come towards the end of the year, because we are exposed to all of this. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, point of Quran, we are called to make the dua, Allahumma rabbana habib ilayna iman. Make iman beloved to us. Iman must be something that you really love, your terrace. And O Allah, make undesirable to us. What should Allah make undesirable? Al-kufr, disbelief. Let me hate disbelief. Kufr must be something that I hate. Karih ilayya al-kufr, wal-fusur, and all types of sin, O Allah. Wal-isyan, and every act of disobedience. Teach this to your children, recite this often. Sometimes, naturally, you want to see what's happening out there. But let Allah, ask Allah to create within your heart the hatred for these things. Then there will be no intonation towards it, you know, the brothers and sisters.